That's okay. I'm good with that. But you know, just make sure that your handshake is firm. If they squeeze your hand off, then just, you know, get out as soon as possible. But you don't have to, like, you don't have to do it back to them. Now, hey, ladies, if a guy does that to you, you're welcome to do it back to them, okay? So, all right. Now, here's the key. What's the problem when with business owners that you've met? They want to just tell you all about their service, right? Tell them you all about them. You know, let me tell you about me. And by the way, let me tell you a little bit more about me. And, you know, can we, you know, now talk about me, right? You don't want to be that person. In fact, the more that you know about them, the better you are prepared to develop that relationship to the next level. Make sense? All right. So here's what you want to do. You want to ask questions. I don't care who it is. I don't care whether you think that they're important or not, because everybody's important. You don't know who's going to be able to help you today. You don't know. They could have nobody has the least position, but somebody could have the least job or position or whatever, and that could be the person that gets you your biggest account tomorrow. Happens all the time. All right? So you want to treat everyone with dignity. You want to learn about them. I do this with strangers. When I travel, flight attendants, when I go to hotels and things like that, one of the reasons I do it, there's four or five reasons that I do it. But one reason I do it is I've trained myself to remember names by when I travel or I'm just out in the community, I ask people what their name is, I repeat that name, and I call them by name as much as possible, and it helps me to remember names. That's one easy thing you can do to remember names. And so I just make it a habit. But then when I started practicing that, I discovered something interesting. I discovered that when I ask people their name and call them by name, like a flight attendant or somebody like that, I got extraordinary service. Isn't that interesting? Just by doing one thing, and that is calling them by name. Dale Carnegie said that a person's name is the sweetest music to their ears, or the sweetest sound in any language to any human being is their own name. It's amazing. Try it. Then I took it up a notch. I asked him a question. Your name's Daryl?
Yes, it is.
Daryl, so nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm phenomenal. And did you know that so are you?
Feeling, yeah.
Did you know you're phenomenal?
I've been told, thank you.
Right. And so I tell them they're phenomenal. And so then a cashier, I get into this little dialogue. I mean, I make it a habit now, because one of the other reasons I do this is I want to inspire as many people as possible. And you never know what might come out of that conversation. And then I give them my book. I have my book on audio. I have these little cards where they can download my book for free, just because I want to help our world, right? So they'll say, well, thank you or whatever. And I'll say, do you know why you're phenomenal? And they'll say, I don't know. Tell me why. And then I'll say something like, because you were created that way. Everybody was, but everybody doesn't know it. Now you know it. And when you know it, then you can do different things. You can, you know, have a phenomenal life. So depending on how much time we might get in a whole conversation like this. Listen, I've been moved up to first class when it was illegal to do so. Do you know that post 9/11, that once the door is closed, a flight attendant cannot make the decision to move someone up? They have to do that before the door is closed. They need to know who's going to be in first class. Flight attendant by the name of Holly, who I remember her name from a previous flight, they were having some trouble, and I was like, Holly, I don't know what's going on here, but man, y'all are handling it. Great job. Phenomenal job. Door closes. There's an empty seat in first class.